This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Dave Burkett.
Yeah, Thursday night's the draft. It is. We're about 58 hours or so away from the draft. Not that anyone's counting. And he came out with five guys that he think would be a great fit for the Detroit Lions at 28. Now, some of these guys may be available. Some might not be available. And when we hear Brad Holmes talk about, hey, we got a certain bucket of guys, these may be five guys that are in that bucket that he wants to be available at 28. And if maybe the best one is available at 24, 25, will we see him trade up to get one of these guys? I'm going to give you their names, and then we could discuss the pros and cons of each.
Is anybody missing? Do you love all the names? Mm-hmm. Is there one you don't want? Let's go through it.
So the number one guy on this list, and I don't know if they're ranked one through five, but edge rusher from Boston College. And the more that I've watched film on him, I do get excited because I think he will be there. He's, in some publications, the third-ranked edge defender, but I don't know that there's, outside of Abdul Carter, maybe you talk a little bit about Mike Green, I don't know that there is a dominant edge guy outside of Abdul Carter. So the edge from Boston College, Donovan Ezeruka, is 6'2", 248 pounds. I won't break these guys down now. I'm going to let you know who they are. Boston okay. College edge, Donovan Ezeruka. They also have a defensive end, a little bit bigger guy, from Texas A&M, Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, very different kind of edge than the first guy.
Right, yeah, different pros and cons, but we'll talk about him here in a minute. Yep. Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State. Gray Zabel, my guy, offensive lineman, no positionless football here, from North Dakota State. And then the other guy that we talked about last week at some point, Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas, the speed demon. So let's go back and talk about the two edge guys that are in this, Shamar Stewart and Donovan Ezeruka. Donovan Ezeruka is a much more polished pass rusher.
Oh, he had 16 sacks last season.
Led the FBS in sacks per game.
Yep.
He is an individual that, when I talk about watching him, watching how he plays, what sets guys apart is not necessarily, yeah, there are some guys that have speed, some guys that have a move. He's more polished because he uses his hands better. And when you watch him, it's about his football IQ. He adjusts after the snap on formation, on help that's coming his way, on motions, different things. You can watch him actively adjust his rush, whether he's coming inside, whether he's going to go speed rush, how he's going to use his hands to knock down the hands of that offensive tackle, how he uses his body to get offensive linemen off balance, to use it to his advantage. He is a very polished pass rusher, but he will probably be seen as a rookie, and until he puts on a little bit more weight, as a pass rush specialist.
So you said listed at 240. He played listed at almost 250 at Boston College. Some of this is you slim down for the combine so that you can be agile and test well, and then you bulk up and add a little bit when you play. TJ Watt weighs about the same.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons weighs about the same. If you think he's a flamethrower that you can put on the edge in obvious passing downs as a rookie and he can grow into more, that's a guy that makes an impact on day one. Shamar Stewart is the opposite kind of edge, right? He's the power, you know, edge that you set the edge with size.
Yeah.
And he has not shown the production, but projects to grow into that body a little more.
Right. Development in the pass rush is still needed. Polishing it in terms of using his hands, getting to the edge, the move off of the move, those aren't there. He's got good power, pushes offensive tackles back, which isn't going to be it's not something you can rely upon at the NFL level. It can be used every once in a while, that speed to power, but he's going to have to continue to develop. But he is a guy that would be there on every down.
Of the group of five, would you have an issue if any of them are selected by the Lions? What's the Simmons Ohio State business? I feel like we haven't talked about it much. It's an offensive lineman. You're an offensive line guy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Josh Simmons. I think there's an issue with his pad level. Not a huge fan, but I think he could be gotten in the second round.
Okay, and then the last
two guys are Gray Zabel, I would love him.
And then a receiver, which may ruffle Matthew some feathers. Yeah,
it would.
That's the one that I pause if they were to draft a receiver. The other, there's four big people. Two defensive linemen, two offensive linemen, build through the trenches. Receiver.
I will just say this. We'll talk about this more tomorrow and obviously on Thursday when it's actual draft day, but we have to understand Brad Holmes and his values and his philosophy. It is best available. And if you take that bucket and you say, I think that Matthew Golden is the best available at this point, he's going to take him.
Yeah, but okay.
Whether we want to agree with it or not,
but
I'm just trying to prepare our listeners that this is a possibility.
Would you take Genty if he was there? He's the best available. My point is there has to be some discernment here, right? I understand the best player available philosophy. I understand not chasing need. Brad, I'm trying. I'm listening to what you're saying. I generally believe in that. And especially when you take over an organization that doesn't have like any Pro Bowl talent, you take whoever you can get, wherever you can get them. But at this point, to draft a receiver in the first, I mean, J-Mo is still under contract for this upcoming season. I suppose that's the only way it makes sense is if you're trading him. But why am I trading the proven speed guy for the mystery box while I'm chasing a Super Bowl so that I can get a cost-controlled asset in 26 and 27? Brad, win the 2025 Super Bowl. What are we doing here?
Is this sounds like some of the same vitriol that we had after Jahmyr Gibbs was taken at 12.
Would you take Genty?
No, not what I would do.
Okay, well, you think Brad would take Genty? Because I think he would have a little more finesse to it than that.
Is he there at 28? Let's use some common sense.
My point, though, is if you are a purist, and he paints himself as a purist, I am best player available, bitches. I'm taking nobody but the BPA on the board at the time. Then he would take Genty if he was picking top 10 or if he was there, I don't believe.
Would Genty be an upgrade over David Montgomery?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Okay, if that's the case, then you have a trade chip. Now, you might not get much for him, and I know you gave him that new contract. I know all the facts involved, but let's also, if you want to use some common sense there, let's also use common sense to say that Aston Gentry's not there at 28.
Well, common sense would say I'm not drafting the sixth option in my offense in the first round, right?
Best available. Okay. And it goes to the evaluation of what does he provide this team now and in the future over an edge that may not be a first round talent.
Sure. John, if they don't like the edge guys, because this does feel like outside of Abdul Carter, a lot of questions. If they don't like the edge guys, take another big human being up front on the offense. They lost Zeitler. If someone can play guard and flex out to tackle with some long-term value, that makes a lot of sense too.
A lot of these offensive linemen are second or third round values, and you'll be able to get them at 60. Now, if Gray Zabel is there, I'm jumping all over that. But I don't think he will. He may be one of those guys, if you're trying to generate best available and team fit and team need, you're going to have to trade up for one of these guys.
Five names.
Some of them.
We gave them to you from Dave Burkett. If the Lions draft one of these five, you cool with all five. Someone missing from the five.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.